T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Robert Kraft is here. Did you have a second to holler at him?
Not yet, but I'm excited about the opportunity to just any team who show interest. I'm excited about the commitment to play football. So whatever teams give me an opportunity, I think they'll be excited about it.
And, of course, at that point, you know, we followed the social. Everybody's talking about, all right, Antonio leaving Pittsburgh or whatnot. What is sort of the next step for you?
We'll see. We'll see what the future holds. I'm just off-season training and getting ready to go.
Is there a preferred region, destination, conference?
Wherever God takes me, man, I'm excited to be.
Antonio Brown on ESPN has not hollered at Patriots owner Bob Kraft yet. He did holler something about his big chest or that new title for himself on Instagram last night. More on that later. And more on his meeting with Art Rooney. A picture taken of the two of them meeting in a Florida conference room today. And that's what's on tap, brought to you by Fatheads Brewery. How are you, Chris? You good?
Ready to go. Little fired up today. Little feisty. Good. In one of my moods.
I like you that way.
I don't have any other way, really.
I like you in a mood.
It's all varying degrees of feisty on the old spectrum.
You don't seem like a guy that has said many times in his life, let me holler at you.
No, I have not. And if I did, it was almost certainly ironically.
Craig?
Craig, you absolutely said it in high school when you were trying to be cool.
100%.
I was going to say.
You, Andrew?
I think those days stayed up on the Syracuse campus. I left those behind a long time ago.
Let me holler at you days?
Yeah.
I have such a hard time just like trying to figure out what you were like in college. We already know, because you've admitted this, that you got punched every so often. Mm-hmm. But it's hard to imagine the day-to-day Filippone existence. Really? Did you get good grades in college?
Not the first year. I had a professor say in my 36 years, you're the worst student I've ever had. And that was a come-to-Jesus moment.
And then everything
kind of clicked
in. That's when
I turned it around, yeah.
Everything clicked in. Yeah, I came home that first semester, and I said, well, I'd be in the contention for the Cy Young Award if, you know, GPA was an ERA, and that didn't go over well. You'd have thought that line would have worked on my
with
parents.
The Mullers?
Yeah, it didn't work.
On that God-fearing, no cable.
Oh, no, at that time there was cable TV, but there was a lot of fear that was certainly being instilled at that point at age 18.
I'd like to present to the audience today a plan of attack with Antonio Brown. It looks from this meeting, it looks like the moral of the story or the conclusion coming out of it is we agree to disagree, we want different things, let's go our separate ways. But I'm starting to get the sense that's not what everyone, meaning that's not what fans want out of this. I think there are a lot of fans, and I hope we can talk to some in the next hour or so, who are starting to feel like the best approach to AB is to make him suffer. And whatever he wants, don't do that. In fact, do the exact opposite. If he wants to trade to a certain team, don't consider the team. If he wants a trade at all, don't give him a trade. Make him suffer. Make him stay. Pro Football Talk has an article up right now about the Steelers holding Antonio Brown hostage. The main point is AB has done enough since the end of the year to get him suspended by the Steelers that they could rightfully take the conduct detrimental to the team provision in the CBA and punish him with the way you've acted. Your Instagram, your Twitter, your comments about Art Rooney and Mike Tomlin and Ben Roethlisberger, they all fall under the conduct detrimental to the team umbrella, and we are going to use that and make you suffer and make you stew here because you don't tell us what to do. And you're sophomoric, immature, disruptive behavior is not going to get you what you want, which is a one-way ticket out of town.
Well, that sounds like something that like Mike Florio would just fawn over as he was writing it. Oh, yeah, I hope this team really sticks it to this player. Because Mike Florio strikes me as that guy that fetishizes the team's power over a guy.
Why is that?
He just does. Every time I see him, he's like a water carrier. No, his whole vibe just
Wait a minute, I don't think he's a water carrier for the Steelers. He's the guy that said there were minority owners who wanted Tomlin fired.
For the NFL in general. I think Florio like loves to put something out
Florio
like this.
Florio just said that he thought the Kaepernick AAF story was planted by the NFL to make Kaepernick look bad. Why are you making this about Mike Florio?
I'm not really
That's
making
your
it about
witch
Mike.
Hunt now?
No,
Mike
I'm not.
Florio witch hunt?
I'm not making it about Mike Florio, but Mike Florio's site is read by people and commented on by people who I think represent a large swath of football fandom in this country.
Okay, so our audience.
The idea that people would want Antonio Brown here to punish him, keep him on the Steelers out of spite, get nothing in return, suspend him until he comes to Jesus.
Yes.
Is so brain-bendingly stupid.
Even if the
so self-destructive, so counterproductive, I almost hope they do it so all these people get what they want, which is him not playing, cooling his heels, not getting paid, and the Steelers not getting anything remotely compensatory in return so that they can all cross their arms over their chests and say, I guess the Rooney family showed you, as they go 8-8 next
Chris,
year.
Chris, if you gave fans in our audience a choice right now, and we've reached a point because of AB's actions where this is a perfectly reasonable or legitimate question. If the two options on the table are take a late round draft pick for Antonio Brown or make him suffer, it is not black and white to people here that you just take a fourth or fifth round pick and move on. That is, you just use the word commensurate. You want
compensatory.
You want compensation that matches or comes close to matching what Antonio Brown can do on the field. A late-round draft pick is not that. So do you just give in to the player and give him what he wants and take almost nothing back, or do you make him suffer and show everybody that players
here— What are you getting back for making him suffer? You know what you're broadcasting to the rest of the league? Don't come to the Steelers. We don't value players as people. We value players only as our property as a team.
You are exercising institutional control if you do that.
Oh, yeah, because institutional control and the Pittsburgh Steelers have been two things really tied at the hip the last 6 months.
It might not be, but do you think a fourth-round pick makes them better?
Let me make your side of this clear, the side you're deciding to represent here clear. In keeping him out of spite to teach him a lesson to show that we're not going to be pushed around, you're not playing him ever. You're suspending him. He's never playing.
He's suspending him.
And he's not going to play in this equation, correct? So you're getting absolutely nothing.
Unless he cleans up his act.
Which he won't, because he's not going to do that.
Has he ever been suspended before?
You think he's actually going to come to Jesus and say, you know what, everything in the offseason is completely in the past.
No,
you suspended me, and now I realize how much that hurts my little feelings.
I am not saying that exactly. What I am saying is, if we have reached the point where he is going to net almost nothing, it should at least be considered. It should at least be something where, well, we're not going to turn our franchise around by getting almost nothing back. If we suspend him and we have enough ammunition to do that, would this be the one aggressive act on our part that forced Antonio Brown to turn over a new leaf? If it hit him, if he had the realization that there's 3 years left on his contract and I actually don't get to call my shots, they do.
No, I don't think he would change his ways. How would they have a good case to suspend him? Art Rooney thought it was worth that what he did in week 17 was still not like rising enough to the level of docking him a paycheck when they easily could have done that. He'd say, if it was so bad what I did, why didn't you cease payment there? Why didn't you say you didn't show up?
It's not about what he did Cincinnati week. It's about what he's done after the season's ended. When he put on another team's uniform for an Instagram post, when he blasted his quarterback, brought up inflammatory things, conduct detrimental
to the team. Having him sitting around suspended does not get rid of the problem. All through this process, as he's gone further and further off on the team, people have continued to say, you got to get rid of him. He's more trouble than he's worth. So suddenly, because spite is such a powerful feeling, among fans of this team, and there's a good reason fans don't run teams. They'd be terrible at it, every single one of them. So because spite is so powerful towards this guy, just keep him around for absolutely nothing in the vain, and it is a vain hope, that he changes his ways.
How much different is a late pick from absolutely nothing?
I don't know. He was a sixth-round pick.
You think they're finding lightning in the bottle again?
Tom Brady, sixth-round pick. It's not impossible. They've found lightning in the bottle in that round before, at wide receiver or in later rounds.
Craig, would you rather punish Antonio Brown?
Martavis Bryant was a fourth-round pick.
Would you rather punish Antonio Brown or trade him for almost nothing?
Punish.
Why?
Because you said he wasn't worth the trouble. Well, that was true when he was worth maybe, like we thought, a first-round pick or a second-round pick. If I'm getting like a fifth, sixth, seventh-round pick, screw it. I mean, I'm not... I will keep him here to not set the precedent that this is acceptable behavior.
It's such a... Like, he's not innocent in any of this, but the desire to just punish him is so dehumanizing. I'm a fan of this
team.
You
don't think there should be consequences for this type of action when you're under contract?
Trade him!
But that's what he wants.
Yeah, maybe to a crappy team. They haven't let him negotiate. Go trade him. If you can get a crappy team to pay you a decent price, that's punishment enough,
that's different.
I thought.
But you just stated something that has not yet been put forth on the table. The scenario is you can get almost nothing back for him.
You keep saying that a fourth-round pick is almost nothing.
Isn't it?
No.
Okay, name three quality fourth-round picks the Steelers have made in your lifetime.
Fourth or later?
Yeah. No, I said fourth. You said fourth round.
Martavis Bryant had one year that was good enough. Ike Taylor and, man, actually parsing fourth round. I'll just put Antonio Brown in since he was a sixth round pick. Since you're really saying that value in the draft. So there, I just named Ike a future Hall of Famer and a guy that, until they traded him for a third round pick, which they spent stupidly on Mason Rudolph, was one of the most talented, productive wide receivers in the NFL for that brief flash in the pan. So that's three in my lifetime. Very recently.
The odds of landing somebody who's a real contributor to your team in those rounds, though, is very low. So if you know you're getting nothing back in the deal.
So wait, fourth round, though, currency-wise, doesn't help you move around in the draft potentially either? They're just fourth-round picks?
It might a little bit. I mean, you might be able to move up, what, like five spots in the third round? Okay. If you think that's substantial, then I will concede that point to you. I don't know. What I'm saying is, if we've reached a point where Antonio Brown's trade value is closing in on rock bottom, disciplining him should be an option.
I just don't see what that gets you, other than your fans feel good that you've disciplined a player that they don't like anymore. It gets you absolutely nothing. Unless you actually believe that this man will change his behavior because he's disciplined. And I don't think that's the case. And other players will look at this and say, the man really wanted a trade, but the Steelers are such a spiteful...
Wait, what do you mean other people?
Other players that could come in via free agency are going to look at this and say, they are such a spiteful, petty organization that they won't even grant the man a trade request.
You don't
think
players
they
would look at it and
him.
Say, well, I guess they don't tolerate quitting. That makes sense.
They paid him after week 17. Of course they tolerate quitting.
Okay.
He didn't show up.
He did show up. He did show up for the game.
He didn't do any of the things he was supposed to
do
during the week.
Yep.
He essentially quit on the team.
So you're against disciplining for him. You're against disciplining
I'm against disciplining him to no actual end other than getting your punishment fix satiated. I mean, that just sounds stupid for stupid's sake, spiteful for spiteful's sake. And you know what? They've butchered this enough already. They actually deserve whatever would happen to them at that point.
Does it make more sense for the Steelers to discipline Antonio Brown than trade him? Would you rather suspend him for something like conduct detrimental to the team, which is within their right? They can sit him down for four games if they want, and they could suspend him or try to suspend him now for that reason. Would you rather do that than trade Antonio Brown for next to nothing? 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. What do you think, Pittsburgh? I'm Andrew Filippone. He's Chris Muller. The gambling man, Craig Riley, on the other side of the glass. That's the PM team. Brought to you by Pittsburgh's number one Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram dealer, ShorkeyNorthHills.com. Antonio Brown and Art Rooney got together today. Seems like the two sides agreed we're better off without each other. end of the day, the Steelers are going to trade him. But what if they can't get a lot back? And that is definitely a possibility, and that's where the hostage scenario comes in. Keeping Antonio Brown, suspending him for conduct detrimental to the team, making him suffer, making him pay for his inexcusable actions the last month. How he's talked about his boss, how he's disrespected his owner, the things he's done visibly on social media to destroy his trade value, the way he's undermined the team's ability to get maximum return for the player or even attempt to keep the player because of the things he has said about guys like Ben Roethlisberger. Of course, that if you can get a fourth-round pick for him, you do it. But, like, is there no... Can I name a round that would make you think twice? Like, what if we got to the seventh round? You still would take the seventh round pick over suspending him?
Yeah, and I'm surprised that more fans wouldn't do the same thing, given how so many people spoke of him as a cancer that needed to be excised. I would think no matter what the pain of treatment is, in this case a lower draft pick, you would just want that thing out of your organization, right? Am I fabricating the idea that people were ready to give him up for pennies because they were just sick of him and they thought he was going to be, it would be addition by subtraction? When did that change to let's hold him hostage to show him who's boss and finger wag him?
When it became crystal clear that he wanted out, that he wanted gone, that he didn't want to be a part of this team anymore. Now, if you trade him and you don't get much back, he might feel like he won. He pulled one over on the Steelers. He got what he wanted at the end of the day. And what are the Steelers left with? A void. They're still a cap hit. They don't get a great pick back. It hurts the organization's ability to win. You could suspend him, and then after the four games are up, keep him on the inactive list. Unless he chooses to behave and apologizes and cleans up his act, which is a stretch, but if we're not talking first-round pick, second-round pick, good player coming back in the deal, it should be on the table. That's all.
I
love that noise. That was a harumph.
Right? It shouldn't. I just think it's stupid.
Do you like the Mr. Big Chest nickname? I thought rule number one was you can't give yourself a nickname.
Well, he's all about branding. I mean, didn't he brand himself as AB originally?
Call me Mr. Big Chest.
Yeah, that's so stupid, too. He was part of the Young Money family, remember? With Mike Wallace and Emmanuel Sanders. Then he just became AB. It was like going out as a solo act. Beyonce splits from Destiny's Child and becomes bigger than they ever were. And he's all about branding. That's the thing that got me about that, honestly. What is he, on an elliptical, saving the knees? It looked like he was on an elliptical.
Are you an elliptical guy?
No, I think the elliptical's goofy, but I guess if you're him and you're running all the time,
do you run on a
sense.
Treadmill or use an elliptical?
Outside. I just go outside.
See, that's bad on the knees and ankles.
I know.
And
I'm saying I think they're goofy, but I say that as a guy who knows he's probably going to need knee replacement.
Craig, ever use an elliptical?
No.
Yeah, you didn't strike me as an elliptical guy.
But you can't run outside because if it's windy, you'll blow away.
A problem.
No, he's all about his brand and branding himself. Who cares? Call him Antonio Brown. That'll probably make him madder than anything. His full name.
Is there a Mrs. Big Chest?
I think there are a lot of them down at Cheerleaders, Blush.
Better nickname, Mr. Big Chest or Ronald Ocean?
Mr. Big Chest feels like you're trying way too hard. Ronald Ocean was stupid, too.
What is Ronald Ocean? Is it a Billy Ocean reference?
I don't think. Because that was my first thought.
How about Tony Totap?
Is it a Danny? I like Tony Totap, actually, because it is something he does on the field very well. I like that name.
Football Reference and Baseball Reference put a player's nickname, his sobriquet, next to him.
Yes.
Because it's something he does on the field, Tony Totap should be there. Are they now thinking about adding Mr. Big Chest? Have they already added
Mr. Big Chest? It's funny that you ask me that because I'm on Pro Football Reference right now. They do not have any nickname other than AB up there. It just says, in parentheses, AB. Would you like to know some of the nicknames, though, that have been put forth for Tom Brady? Because there are ones I've never even heard of.
Go ahead. Tom Terrific?
Tom Terrific. Touchdown Tom.
You use that one all the time.
I do. Never count out Touchdown Tom. The Pharaoh?
Never heard that. Not
Comeback
one time.
Kid?
Haven't heard that either.
Or Sir?
Haven't heard that.
Just Sir. Sir.
I'm surprised Dunlap hasn't petitioned to get the deflator up there. Here's Phil. He's on the fan. Hi, Phil.
Hey, Tony.
Mueller's right on this one. If you remember back when Santonio Holmes was making a mess smoking pot every day, all we got back for them for him was a fourth-round pick. They changed that fourth-round pick to the Cardinals
yep.
for a sixth-round pick and Brian McFadden, and then we drafted Antonio Brown.
Do you think Santonio Holmes and Antonio Brown are equivalents? Are they equals?
Okay. At the time, that man won us a Super Bowl. Don't forget.
So you think at some point Santonio Holmes was as good as Antonio Brown?
No, I didn't say that.
Okay.
But we still got a pick for him, and he was actually making less of a mess than what Antonio Brown's doing. The value of him is probably down to a fourth-round pick because of what he did. If he wasn't causing a ruckus, then we might have got a first or a second.
So you would make. So you would make. So you would make a bad trade to get him off your roster.
Is it a bad trade if you get a player like Antonio Brown back in return, or would you rather have someone causing shows all the time? And well, of course.
Ask the question this way: if you told the New England Patriots they had two options, a fourth round pick or Antonio Brown, which one do you think they'd take?
Antonio Brown.
Okay, that's the point I'm making. But they're
the New England Patriots, right. And they know that a guy can fit into their culture. Tell me if I'm to just answer this, so I'll put this to you. Were Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown's situations at some point this year a distraction that hung over the team, especially Bell's in this case?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So you mean to tell me that suspending your best overall player when he desperately wanted to be traded will not linger over this team and possibly affect them negatively?
No, it could. I don't have a rebuttal to that.
So we're all willing to risk that as long as we can stick it to Antonio Brown. Woohoo! Yeah, go Steelers! So stupid.
If they trade Antonio Brown, I'll flip it on you. If they trade Antonio Brown for a fourth-round pick, that's going to make you feel like they have a better chance of winning in 2019?
I don't think
their
I've
odds
ever
of winning
said that,
go
though.
Up.
I don't think I've ever said that they were going to go up with a trade, but I became resigned to it.
Okay, but now I don't care about what you said in the past. I'm asking you in the moment. If they trade Antonio Brown for a fourth-round pick, you give them a better chance of winning next year?
No.
Okay.
Wait a minute. You're not asking me. It's not trading him or keeping him on the active roster. It's trading him or suspending him and keeping him around. Does their likelihood of winning get better when he's just cooling his heels suspended for conduct detrimental to the team?
No.
Seething?
No.
Of course not.
No, but you're making a statement about how you tolerate player behavior, Chris.
They have already made plenty of loud statements about how they tolerate player behavior.
I know.
And they aren't good ones.
You're right.
And this is one drop in the bucket.
So time to change.
Oh, yes, because they seem like an organization for whom change is something that they just wear like a fancy scarf. They love it. They love change.
All right, Pittsburgh. We'd like to hear from you.
Here, 412-928-9370. That's sports.
I'm Mr. Big Chest. No word on who's Mrs. Big Chest. Why do you look at me with that face when I say that?
Because every time somebody says Mrs. Big somebody,
is that inappropriate?
Listen, no, if there is an exotic.
If I can say Mr. Big Chest, why can't I say Mrs. Big Chest?
No, you should be able to. I'm just saying. If you're an exotic dancer, do you not rebrand as Mrs. Big Chest?
Great
like,
point.
Right now?
Craig, you're on the hunt for Mrs. Big Chest. Find her. We'll put her on the air. 412-928-9370. That's the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. It's the PM team.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.